It has been 50 years since Kotler, who's considered the father of marketing, laid the foundation of this field. Over the years, a lot has changed. New technologies and new communication channels emerge constantly, and even AI algorithms have become more efficient in each new year, in the marketing environment and beyond. There are discussions about if and or when marketers will be replaced by machines. There is, however, one constant in all of this: the marketing process. In this episode, you will learn what the marketing process is and how to design it specific for your business. The marketing process consists in systematically identifying the opportunities offered by the market, setting specific goals leading to the development of the company, and defining a detailed plan that allows you to achieve these goals. The marketing process is aimed at preparing and carrying out the marketing activities in such a way that they fulfill the mission that the company has set for itself when its business starts. It includes a set of various activities that ensure the implementation of the company's specific intentions to the market. It also something that shows the company's vision. You will find a ton of different articles on the internet that describe this process in a very similar way. Personally, for many years, I have been a fan of this scheme prepared by Paweł Krzemiński and Jacek Lipski, based on the book by Alvin and Jay Silek, What is Marketing? The 5C analysis. Without wasting any more time, let's move on to the first step, the 5C's marketing analysis. If you want to meet the needs of customers and make a little money as well, first you need to understand the external and internal situation of the market, the customer, the business environment, and the possibilities of your business. You even need to be able to anticipate trends in ever-changing market. The 5C's marketing analyst will help you with that. Each of all of 5C's is the key area that you need to include in your strategy. The 5C's are company, customers, collaborators, competitors, and context. First C, company. The first C of marketing analysis is the company. Before you start analyzing any external factors, take a look at how well prepared your company is to meet the expectation of your audience. A great tool you should use at this point for internal analysis of the company and its environment is the SWOT analysis. The name of the method is an acronym for strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. The analysis of the strengths of the organization should cover at least the following areas of activity: knowledge and human resources, logistic, production, technology research and development, sales and customer service, finance and development ability, management of the tools as part of the implementation of business. You can also narrow your analysis only to specific brand or specific product. The weaknesses of the organization are internal negative factors. They are also associated with all other areas of operation that limit the efficiency of its operation and react to changing customer requirements and the activities of the competition. Opportunities. Positive external factors. These are all existing and anticipating processes, phenomena and trends occurring in the environment of the organization, which when properly used can become an impulse for its development and help to reduce the impact of possible emerging threats. Threats, external negative factors. These all processes, phenomena and trends occurring in the environment of the organization, which constitute or may constitute a barrier to the development of the organization, hinder its functioning, increase operating cost, or may lead to the collapse of the whole enterprise. As the result of the analysis, four independent lists of factors are obtained. For example, the strengths of the organization, which should be strengthened, weaknesses, which should be eliminated, opportunities, which should be used, and threats, which should be avoided. By listing it and creating a nice table does not mean that the end of the work. The next step is to divide the strengths and weaknesses as well as opportunities and threats into priorities, describing them as high, low, and medium, and in turn discarding those elements that have the low status. Then we cross strengths with weaknesses and opportunities with threats and consider how do strengths translate into opportunities to pursue opportunities. How do strengths translate into threats? Which strengths and weaknesses can be related to each other, and which opportunities and threats can be related to each other? Only after such a deep analysis, you can be confident that you can say the SWOT is ready and you are ready to move on to the next step. Second C, competitors. No company works in a void. Regardless of whatever you run, a one-person store or a large company, you and your products are always judged against the competition. If you want any chance to stand out, you need to have an idea of who your competitors are, what are their positioning in the market, and what are their advantage over you, plus how they attract customers. Again, a SWOT analysis will help. Due to the fact that you and your competitors operate in the same market, the opportunities and threats will be the same for you. By selecting the top three competitors, you can prepare a comparative analysis and see which strengths gain importance when you compare yourself with your competition and which weaknesses become Achilles' heel. Only by learning as much as possible about your competitors can you find a way to fill a market gap and uniquely position your product so that no one else can match you. Third C, customers. Customers are the soul of your business. You should know them better than yourself. Where they live, how old they are, their income, level of education, and what their needs and desires are. If you can understand your customers, what they need and what extent your product meets their expectation, your brand will become much more effective. When analyzing this C, try to consider the following. Who is your ideal customer? Which group is currently buying your products? What is the reaction of your customers to your website and your products? What attracts customers to your product? Is it price, quality, uniqueness, some other benefits? A great tool you should use when analyzing your customer is a persona or customer value canvas. A link which can be found in the video of this description will teach you how to operate with those tools. Fourth C, collaborators. There are several people you work with as a part of your business routine. They are suppliers, distributors, providers, or providers of services and tools necessary to run a business, partners and investors. If you want to be in control of your marketing activities, you need to plan your entire supply chain considering each of your collaborators. Fifth C, context. Context is the fifth C, and analyzing context means checking any external factors or changes that may affect the way your business operates or the likely behavior of the market. It can be something as specific as the current laws and regulations in your industry, or something less specific such as social and industry trends, emerging technologies that may have an impact, or even global events that completely beyond your control, like COVID-19 or war at Ukraine. For context analysis, you can use the PEST analysis or its extended version, PESTEL analysis. PEST analysis consists of political, economic, social, and technological factors. PESTEL is extended analysis, however, it includes political factors, tax policy, trade regulation, unemployment policy, etc. Economic factors, inflation rate, interest rate, retirement rate, socio-cultural factors, values, beliefs, religion, education, technological factors, social media, internet, research and development, environmental factors, waste disposal, energy consumption, pollution, etc., and legal status, labor law, advertising regulation, product safety, etc. Once you've dealt with the 5C analysis, it means you are ready for the holy trinity of marketing, STP. What is STP? The abbreviation STP is made up of the first letters of words segmenting, targeting, and positioning. This process allows you step by step, first, to identify your diverse customer groups. I'll call this segmentation. Second, focus on serving selected segment. This is targeting. And third, make your offer stand out from the competition. This is positioning. The first element in segmentation, to dive in a little more, it is dividing the market into smaller segments of potential customers. They may share similar needs, demographics, or behavioral characteristics. For example, we can identify consumers of similar age living in a specific city or making frequent and expensive purchases. When segmenting, it is worth remembering a few rules that will make the identified segments useful in the next activities of your organization. First of all, the segment must be measurable. Measurable is important because we need to be able to estimate the size of the group. We want to reach with a specific message and the product. Customer segments should also be diverse. Each of them should be different from the others. The third important feature is availability of segments. The second step in STP marketing strategy is targeting. It's an assessment of the attractiveness of the segments that we identified in previous stage, at the selection of one or more of them as the target market of the organization. This is an extremely important stage of the entire process, one that will determine how many resources the company will need to devote in order to reach the potential customers. Positioning. After selecting the target market, the final stage of the STP strategy is positioning, often associated with SEO, but in this tactic or strategy, positioning is creating the image of the product or brand in the minds of customers. The purpose of this process is to build in the minds of selected customers that the product differs positively from the competition and provoke the need for purchase in the potential customers. Let's leave the theory behind us. Now I would like to show you the STP process in the example of ShakUp Inn. ShakUp Inn is rated number one B&B Trip Advisor with a certificate of excellence. And returning guests have expressed their satisfaction in reviews. Amazing, authentic experience, unforgettable. What is behind their success? A very thoughtful STP process. ShakUp Inn owners segmented their market according to the groups of customers. Visit them, and among them are locals, foreign tourists, students, and tourists from the USA, mainly families with children. At first glance, these segments seems to be perfect. Locals will be encouraged to visit because they have ShakUp Inn at their fingertips. Students will have a high LTV because they usually spend a large part of their budget on fun and entertainment. Parents with kids who come to Texas from other places and stages, foreign tourists come to music festivals. There are tons of it in USA, and the atmospheric place full of blues like ShakUp Inn will be a great experience for music lovers. After analyzing, there are things that stands out. Three of the four segments they were targeting weren't really their intended target group at all. Guess which ones? It turns out that the students ended up just ruining everything after staying. As one of the owners mentioned and determined that people under 25 aren't allowed to stay in that local. The next group was the locals. As it turned out, in their local Texas town, they caused a lot of problems for the owners. To discourage them from staying at the ShakUp Inn, the owners raised the prices significantly higher than neighboring establishments. So they deliberately cut off two most profitable segments. The third group was parents with children tourists from other parts of USA. Why? Imagine a raw interior with an atmosphere that has with rusty tools and rough wooden elements, the quintessence of Texas, which we know from movies with great blues music. And now tell me if this is a place suitable for children. An ideal place for foreign tourists and music lovers, but kids? Not really. All marketing activities handled by ShakUp Inn were and are focused on reaching to the target group. ShakUp Inn does not spend much on advertising, as one of the owners says. They advertise where it is profitable on target markets. You won't find ShakUp Inn on social media. Unbelievable. If it appears there, it is only on the walls of satisfied customers who are willing to share their experience and recommendations. So how do they position themselves in the minds of their clients? As the REITs we ain't, we are the oldest B&B, that's bed and beer, in existence. That's right. ShakUp Inn created their own category, their own class, bed and beer, and they position themselves in it. They took advantage of the rights of the category. If you cannot be the first in a given category, choose one which you will be the first, sometimes figuring out a new category. The four piece of marketing. If we have correctly conducted the 5C analysis and the STP process, is the next step designing a marketing will be a piece of cake. Although Philip Kotler is considered to be kind of father of marketing, Edmund Jeronimi McCarty is responsible for creating the most popular concept of the 4P todays. The 4P of marketing or marketing mix consists of four concepts: product, price, place, like distribution, and promotion. As you may have noticed, the 4P concept includes marketing instruments from the point of view of the company, not the point of view of customer. That's why in 1990, Robert Lutborn developed the 4C marketing formula, including the same elements as the classic 4P, but seen through the eyes of the consumer. Personally, as a long-time marketer, I'm a huge fan of this client-centric approach. Marketing 4Cs consists of four elements. The first is customer. His needs, motivations, and goals are placed at the center of your attention. The second element of the model is cost. It is the price for the product, but seen from the customer's perspective as the expenditure that may be incurred, not the sum of money that company will receive in return of the purchase. The third element is convenience. It is about looking at the aspect of product distribution through the eyes of customer, offering them a product or service in the most convenient places and time, and providing them with a trouble-free access to information about the product. And last but not least, communication, the equivalent of the classic promotion. In the 4Cs marketing, the brand put emphasis not so much on informing the clients, but in building a deeper relationship with them through the communication activities. The next step, as you see in the diagram, result from the analyst carried out earlier, considering how we will acquire our customers and build relationships with them, and how we will maintain those relationships so that they stay with us as long as possible, generating profits and building our brand. But how we will be sure that marketing process is going well? This includes checking the effects, testing the effectiveness of activities carried out based on reports and analysis. We are able to determine to what extent the steps taken by us have brought us closer to the planned implementation. We can also estimate which tools turned out to be the most effective. The conclusion will help us modify the currently implemented plan, as well as help in creating new strategies. That's it for this episode. Be sure to let me know in the comments if you will be using this scheme or have already used it in your business.